helping shelter animals find their forever homes. But we're welcoming Pat Castellano, the humane educator at Animal Allies, to the line this morning to talk about something rather important, something that is an overlooked theme, I think, of the movie Lady and the Tramp. Do you agree, Pat?
Yes, Lisa, and we're not going to give a synopsis of the movie, but...
No, but the whole thing is about the importance of dogs being licensed.
Yes.
None of the horrible, frightening things that happen to Lady, or Tramp, for that matter, would happen if they had licenses.
Well, license and tags. A tag with their name on it. You know,
right.
It's springtime, people have dogs outside, they're, you know, running, they get loose, you know, it's fun for dogs to be out. They're going to sniff all the stuff that was under the snow. The most important piece of clothing that is on that dog is the collar, but it's not so great if they're missing the collar, missing their license, because any one of those, the rabies tag, that will get a dog somewhere. Lost Dogs Men, if you ever follow their Facebook page, there's tons of animals, well, dogs that are collars, no tags. It says collar, no tag. And that's cats, too. You know, you can't ask the dog or the cat, hello, little dog, where do you live? I'll take you home.
Well, okay, you certainly can, but if you're expecting a response, you'll be waiting a while.
You will be, yeah. You know, microchips are great, too, but midnight at my house, if a dog or a cat wanders up, I can't, no tag, no collar, what am I supposed to do? It doesn't do the dog any good. Now, my thought for young entrepreneurs is that a partnership with grocery stores. You know, you go to the grocery store, and what do? You scan your potatoes, blip. You
right.
Scan your chocolate, blip. You scan your coffee,
right?
Blip. Right, Lisa?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Why not scan your dog, blip? Grocery stores had a thing that would scan anything. It would scan a pet license. It would scan a rabies tag number. It would scan your microchip that's in your dog. And then you call up somebody at midnight and say, hey, I'm at Cub Foods with your dog.
I think that would be genius. You can, however, have the animal scanned at any veterinary office. If you find a dog or a cat, you can have them scanned at the vet office. And I think that they also have the scanners down at the city pound. Is that right?
They would, yes. And probably the emergency clinic would be a good place, too. But, you know, those are places that are open. Well, emergency clinic, that's pretty cool because they are open 24 hours or, you know, overnight. So if you found an animal late at night, you would have that opportunity, yes.
But again, the important thing is to make sure that they've got those tags on them. I've got a friend who works in the licensing office, and every so often she makes a cheerful post. You know, another owner and dog reunited thanks to their license, and it's the law.
Thank you, Lisa. It is the law.
It is indeed. Pat, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a treat to talk with you, and we'll talk with you again in a few weeks.
Thanks, Lisa. See you. Bye-bye.
Pat Castellano is the humane educator at Animal Allies, and there are all kinds of wonderful pictures of animals looking for their forever homes. Just go online to kumd.org. You can read their stories, look at their pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.